Cambridge 105 Radio. Rightio, well, I had comedian and actress Penelope Solomon in the studio over the weekend when she visited Cambridge. Penelope also talks about child issues, child care. She's got three of her own, very funny and nice lady. And we just started talking, well, really, about Christmas and children. And, well, here it is. Christmas. A lot of children spend all year looking forward to Christmas Day. Because they get presents and it's food and family. But that is a lot of pressure as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think my kids certainly, they're making their Santa lists, their Christmas lists, and I've looked at them and some of the things that they've asked for, you know, there's just no way.
And I'm like, what?
Oh, things like one of them wants Dorothy shoes from the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, we all want Dorothy shoes.
You know, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get, whether Santa's going to be able to get Dorothy shoes this year. Well, maybe, but there's just stuff that, the list is long and I can't remember exactly what she wanted that I just thought, yeah. But I have said to them, look, you're not going to get everything on your list, girls. You've got to realise you're not going to get everything on your list. But I find it actually quite upsetting having to shop for them and then thinking, then it's not going to have everything. And then I sort of say, look, even if you get five things on your list, that'll be great, won't it? So that is managing their expectations, isn't it? And just being really...
Well, how old are your children?
So my children are 11, 8 and 6.
And do they still believe in Father Christmas?
Well, the younger two do, for sure. I mean, they're very, very excited and we're going to go and see Santa at Sutton House. Sutton House is like an old house in Hackney that, and Santa goes there every year. So they completely... 100% get it. And one of them said recently, well, I believe in Santa because there's no way anybody would come down our chimney and give us presents, would they? I mean, nobody would do that. So, of course, they believe in Santa.
That's a fair point.
Yeah, it's a fair point. And they also believe in the tooth fairy because why would anybody give them money?
Ditto, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's going to give them money under their pillow unless, I mean, it obviously is the tooth fairy. My son now, for the first time, has kind of, he's bought into it every year, and now he's kind of going, yeah, well, it's you, mummy, isn't it? It's you dressed up, mummy. And I've just ignored that. And one of the things is, if you believe in Santa, then he's real.
What can happen, though, I find on this day is because it's been waited for and longed for so long that everything is fine, perhaps, until about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the children... they can't bear it any longer. They can't bear being well-behaved any longer, and it can descend into tantrums and tears. The expectation that they have to be well-behaved up until that big day and be grateful and be thankful, and then it's sort of like at 2 o'clock they relax.
The thing is, for us, it's a bit like, well, because we're going to spend Christmas with my family up north. My birthday's actually on Christmas Eve, and so we have a conflict about when to actually make that journey. Do we do it on Christmas Eve? And then we have to take, Santa has to take all the presents hidden in the boots. Very stressful.
I can imagine.
Or do we actually go up on Christmas Day? And we have been up on Christmas Day before. So they want to do their presents at home. And I put the stockings by the fireplace in the lounge. And we sometimes leave a mince pie there or something, or a carrot, and do that little bit of charming magic or whatever.
And you get a footprint, I hope. A flowery footprint on the hearth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, you're missing that one. Yeah.
Oh, how'd you do that?
Well, children, block your ears, but you get a sieve and some flour and a big shoe.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and that shows he's been in.
Lovely. They'll just think I've been putting too much baby powder on. Why, Mummy, why have you put the baby powder on in the lounge?
You have to start it young, yeah.
But they're a bit discerning. Then if we do the presents in the lounge and then we go up on Christmas Day, you end up, yes, you have a fantastic journey because there's nobody on the motorway, very few people. But equally, you get to service stations and there's just a few lone, non-Christmas people that basically don't celebrate Christmas in the service stations. It's very depressing and very gloomy. By the time you actually reach your destination for Christmas Day, a bit depressed and you've lost the will.
You've missed Christmas. You've been on a motorway.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't quite know what to do. We get into a bit of stress about that, really.
Well, if we've got people listening now who've got children, do you have any advice for taking the stress out of Christmas Day for parents and for children?
I really think it's important to say in advance what the day's about and what, you know, it's about being together as a family. Yes, having some presents, having some nice food, but just enjoying the day like any other day. But the special TV, which they can watch, the special food, there's presents, but not to be too hyped and just to say, you know, you're not going to get everything you want. Just be real about it, not too over the top.
And of course it changes as children grow up. So the day a six-year-old would want as Christmas Day is not necessarily the same day that an older child, you've got an 11-year-old. How do you balance needs?
Yeah, he's already said, Mummy, I'm watching Doctor Who. And I've said, fine, you can watch as much telly as you want. We're having on Christmas Day, I'm not having rules about telly. They want to watch it. Because at my mum's, there's about 5 tellies anyway. So you can't really go into a room without a telly. There's so many TVs.
It's the best day for television all year. You can't.
Well, it
you
is.
Can't
you can't,
ban people from
you
the
can't start banning people from telly on Christmas Day. So he'll be fine with that. And the other thing is that they're going to be with their cousins. And actually, all they really want to do is be with their cousins. So that's where their excitement will not end. There probably won't be meltdowns because they'll have just got to see them for the first time in a long, long time because they're coming over from America. So there won't be meltdowns. But the meltdowns occur later in our... the meltdowns occur probably 27th, 28th of December. And I'm not talking about the kids.
Well, that is the thing, actually. We can focus so much on children for Christmas. Yeah. And it's Christmas Day for everyone.
The thing with Christmas is bunging all the families together, isn't it? We're all living our own lives quite happily for the rest of the year. And suddenly...
avoiding each other, yes.
Yeah.
And then suddenly for one day,
avoiding each other,
special day.
Having lovely chats on the phone, whatever it is, nice emails, but all getting on quite happily. And then suddenly you're all thrown together under one roof. In our case, because we're travelling up, so we actually have to stay together. Me, my sister, my mum, our families. My brother's okay because he lives in Liverpool, so he can disappear off easily. My other brother's okay. But we female members, all very much in charge of our own families, in our own homes, with our own kitchens and our own house rules. And suddenly...
Well, it's a perfect storm, isn't it?
That's the one that has to be managed. So the kids actually are all fine. It's the grown-ups that are the issue.
So, that's not uncommon that we are coming together at Christmas time with members of our family who maybe we don't get along with.
Even if you do,
or you might not have an affinity with. Yeah. Do you have any advice on that front?
Well, what we're going to try and do is have day trips. So we're going to try and in advance say, right, on the 28th, 29th, we're going to go here, we're going to go to the Peak District or wherever it is. I've said to my husband, yes, and we can make sandwiches. We'll make a bag lunch.
Turkey sandwich.
And if everybody knows in advance that we're actually going to be completely off the premises for the day from early in the morning until late at night, I think that's a breather. I think the danger is all staying together for too long and we need to just have breaks and time apart, and then we'll appreciate being together a bit more.
I think if you can do that, even if it's just going into a different room or going for a walk around the block, it is just like releasing the pressure on a pressure cooker, really, isn't it? Just letting a bit of steam out.
That's right. And the other thing is, I'm hoping... See, what happens is the person whose home it is tends to do all the cooking, don't they? Or tends to be in charge, tends to be wanting to keep tidy and all of that. And then they end up taking too much pressure. And actually, they need to delegate. We need to share the load.
Yeah,
try
I think
and be
that's
a bit
really
more equal.
Yeah.
But it's hard if you're queen of your kitchen to actually let go. And I'm hoping to do some cooking this year and to say, I want to cook. My mum's a bit proud, kitchen proud. I'm going to have to say to her, I'm going
to have a chat early on.
Mum, I really think it's important that you let me cook a chicken curry. I promise to put, she's got these things that go on the back of the aga, stop it spurting onto the back of the aga and dirtying it.
Oh, bless her. Well, that's a very good idea. You've promised to use that.
I promise I will. Yeah, and when they get dirty, I promise I'll clean those. But I really think it's important that we just share some of the load and also perhaps not stay around for too long.
And what about Christmas traditions? Do you have any Christmas traditions that could be shared that are helpful?
We tend to all sit around and watch the Queen's speech. When we were younger, we used to watch Top of the Pops at 1 o'clock. That was the highlight. Those were happy days. Tended to not get dressed, or if you had new pyjamas, used to go around in your new pyjamas all day. But also, I don't know if you know, but I am actually Jewish. Jewish people don't celebrate Christmas. We do, because I've been brought up in a very secular household. But at this time of year, or soon, it's going to be Hanukkah, and that's the Jewish celebration. So that's also very special, but in a completely different way.
Well, you can celebrate it in a secular way as a winter solstice. So I know lots of people who celebrate it that way, or just as a chance to actually exchange gifts with people you like and show them how much you like them.
Well, that's it, except in our family. I think there's a present ban. We're only allowed to get presents for kids now.
Well, there is that. It can be a very expensive time of the year, yes. Mm. And we sometimes put a limit on what we can spend on each other as well. Because that's a bit awkward if somebody's got you something that's clearly much more expensive than what you got them. You got them a pen or something that was £5, very clearly. And they've got you, a nice jumper that's clearly about £40.
I know, it's embarrassing, isn't it? It can be very embarrassing. Someone spent a lot of money on you and you've hardly done it. I'm getting my brother a present because I've thought of something that I know he will actually like. It just popped into my head. But other than that, it's just going to be the kids. We'll just sort the kids out.
It seems to me a lot of what we're saying as ways of managing Christmas are about having the discussion beforehand, agreeing beforehand with your mum that you're going to cook, letting the kids know they're not going to get everything on their list, etc., etc.
Yeah, planning the day trips.
Planning the day trips.
Which day we're definitely going to go and do something and maybe even book the tickets.
Because I think all too often we slide into this day and nobody's really clear of the structure of it. So maybe just being clear with one another as to, actually, at 2 o'clock, I'm going to go and have a nap.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to go for a walk.
You have to be disciplined, don't you? And it's hard because it's actually the one time of the year when there's so much food around and so much good telly and you don't have to go to work. What happens is you end up getting actually, I think, quite depressed, or you can do. If you let it all just slip into an overeating, I really don't want to overeat.
Oh, nobody ever wants to overeat. But
it's impossible, isn't it?
I think it's also this pressure that we have this Victorian Christmas, it's all idyllic with, rosy-cheeked cherubs, children.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be like that, really, is it?
What do you do on your Christmas day?
We open the presents. It's all very civilised. Our children of the age now where we're not up at the crack of dawn.
No.
So they'll wake up 8 or 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
We go down, open the presents over a cup of tea.
Yeah.
And then we eat mainly about 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then watch TV for the rest of the day. We have friends who are neighbours who live close by, and we go to them for a quick cup of tea, or they come to us, and the little present exchange goes on between our children and theirs.
Yeah.
And then yes, probably fall asleep in front of the TV at some stage. But it's quite relaxed. We used to unpack presents and then drive to various members of the family. Basically, I put a stop to that about 5 years ago because I just found it, for all the reasons you said, too stressful that you're spending so much of the day on the road. Mm. I couldn't really relax in the morning thinking, I need to pack. Mm. So now it's just a general slobbing about, really. But I give myself permission to do that on that day, because
for one day I think for one day, fine. It's just goes into Boxing Day and then the next day and then the next day. But I mean, I'm hoping to do some serious shopping this Christmas, some serious sales shopping.
And what do you want as a present?
I want to get some new shoes. You want somebody to buy those
boots
for you? Maybe, yeah.
New shoes, that's what Penelope wants for Christmas. That's Penelope Solomon there. If you want to find out more about Penelope's work, she's got a website, penelopesolomon.com. She's doing some stand-up in London, if you happen to be in London on the 30th of January, near the Betsy Trotwood pub on Farringdon. I know that pub. In Farringdon, then she'll be there as part of the London Funny Women Festival. And she's also featured in a book called Joker Face, which is features 450 comedians. They share their best one-liners. I've seen that book. It's very good. We're in a little bit late. Oh, we were early before. A little bit late. It's 4:45 now.